gotta be an idiot to bet on that parlay.
It's DTF or bust.
Put it on my mama's porch tomorrow. Welcome back to Hold My Bev Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Park. Here with me today is DTF, as always, DTF. Dylan, how's it going?
It's going. It's officially the semifinals.
Yeah.
Some big matchups. I'm doing well, though. Draft's over with. Quite the draft, if you ask me.
Yeah, it was very, very interesting. We talked about the first round last episode. A lot of surprising picks. There were some people that I wish would have gone to different teams in the second round. Mm-hmm. And throughout the draft, Pittsburgh, unfortunately, had a good one.
They were graded an A+.
Yeah, as they should be. They had one hell of a draft.
Yeah. We could have been there too, but... Honestly, like, you look at our draft, and if you add in Deshaun Watson in the first round, Elijah Moore in the second round.
I think it was solid. It wasn't anything crazy, but when your first pick's in the third round, your draft's never going to be insane.
Yeah. You know, I really did like the Cedric Tillman pick. You know, he was the guy before Jalin Hyatt, then he was injured. You know, a lot of his highlights weren't flashy like Jalin Hyatt's, but I think he's still going to bring a big body to the wide receiver room. He's going to give, you know, Donovan Peoples-Jones, David Bell, Elijah Moore a run for their money for that third, fourth spot. Might even be the fifth spot because they do have depth now. But I liked DeJuan Jones' pick. That was great.
I like that one. I think that one's going to be huge. Even though, you know, they did pick up Jed's fifth year option today. Yeah. Jones could be the replacement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's someone that they're going to have to develop a lot. But
I think, though, he'll see a lot of field time because I've never seen Conklin play a full season. So he could be on the right side of the, you know, the line. But, I mean, the line's looking pretty good now. With Betonio, Teller. Now we got the center from Ohio State as well. He'll probably back up to Pokic.
Yep.
But, again, another run for their money.
Yeah. Quick little shout-out to Ash DeBula. I saw Juice Scruggs was picked in the second round by the Houston Texans. Shout-out to the Ash DeBula, man.
What happened to the other boy?
Still hasn't got picked up yet. Hopefully we'll hear something. He talked to a lot of teams, so who knows who he'll get invited by, but give him a shot, teams.
I thought it was pretty sweet. Did you see who the Browns invited to their rookie minicamp?
I don't remember his name, but I remember it's Baldwin Wallace, cornerback.
Yeah. Before the draft, he was one of those watch-out fours in the draft because they thought he could have been one of the first D3 players in a while to get drafted. And everybody just kept saying, you know, hopefully he lands with the Browns. And then we ended up snagging him in, you know, UDFA, along with Ronnie Hickman, which was a sweet steal. He was projected to go, like, fifth round, and that was awesome to get him.
Oh, yeah. No, I could see him even making the roster and getting some, you know, some snaps.
Yeah. One thing I did want to talk about, which we can get into, that Browns schedule simulator. Curious to see what you ended up picking for your schedule, but we can get into that later.
Yeah, absolutely.
What'd you think of James Droz's announcement?
Eagles, what happened?
What happened? They won the draft too.
Yeah, they did win the draft.
There was only like one big trade that happened in the draft day, or well, draft day two, with, you know, Swift going to the Eagles, which again, another Georgia Bulldog going to Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, the Eagles.
Ezekiel Elliott is still a free agent. Some are saying he needs to come to Cleveland. I don't think that it's worth whatever he's going to be asking for him to come play behind Nick Chubb. What are your thoughts on that?
I wouldn't mind it. I mean, some other third down back, I wouldn't mind it. It just depends on what he's asking for money wise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if he takes like, I'd sign him for like $5 million for like 1 year. Give him a cheap deal.
Yeah. I mean, Kareem Hunt was a stud before we got him. So, you know, he was fine with doing that two back set. Just don't know if Zeke's ego would let him be like that. Although, you know, he was playing.
He's one, kind two, of been doing it for a little while, and
yeah,
he's not getting a starting job now. So
I guess Tony Pollard was a top. Wasn't he a top five back this year?
Not top five, but he was like top 10, top 15, probably.
Really?
Yeah. No, he wasn't top five.
Let me look. Gotta get the scoop. NFL rushing leaders 2023.
While he's looking for that, if you guys are wondering why we're wearing our jerseys tonight, I put money on the Phoenix Suns. I put a little parlay on, but I had them winning the money line. And I had Kevin Durant and Devin Booker. I need them bad. So I'm wearing my Devin Booker jersey that I bought a few years ago. And Dylan's wearing his Lakers LeBron jersey.
Just because.
Just to match the energy.
I think they're going to lose to the Warriors, but a boy can dream to see LeBron go to the finals again.
I think they have a shot.
They do, but the Warriors are just nasty right now. Yeah, oh, by the way, Tony Pollard was ranked number 16 in rushing yards. So not even
top. I wasn't too far off then.
Yeah. But some notable guys ahead of him, though, were Justin Fields, Tyler Allgeier, Ramondre Stevenson. I mean, there was just some interesting names up there. But, I mean, Pollard, again, was sharing with Zeke, so it's like he wasn't getting everything. Zeke ended up being 22, so he was only six spots behind him. But draft's over. Did you have some favorite picks?
Yeah, and unfortunately, a lot of them are Steelers.
Hmm.
So we'll go ahead and get into some of the winners right now. I'll go ahead and just start off with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, they got Broderick Jones. They needed a big O-lineman. They ended up getting Joey Porter Jr., whose dad played for the Steelers.
Crazy.
And he, in my opinion, he's like the Asante Samuel Jr. of this class. He should have been drafted way higher than he was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I personally wanted the Browns to draft Asante Samuel Jr. over Greg Newsome. I just thought he was a better talent. And I think Joey Porter's even better than that. So I think they got an absolute steal starting off the second round. And then they somehow managed to get Darnell Washington, too, from Georgia.
He really fell. Not fell because he's injured, but it's going to be probably one of those Gronk stories where Gronk was injured coming into the draft and then look at his career.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that. I think they have Pickett pretty well set up now, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, good job by them. They're playing really aggressive compared to how they normally do.
Do I think that the AFC North is the toughest division? Not yet, because you really do have to have all four teams to be scary. But boy, is it getting scary.
I think it's one of the most interesting ones because it's like anyone could do it. It's just
we're all wild cards.
Who has that momentum?
We're all wild cards.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, we always will have a wild card too. Mm-hmm. Dylan, who was some of your winners of this draft?
You know, obviously I mentioned earlier that I thought that the Eagles and the Steelers were the winners of the draft. So, you know, we said notable day one winners were the Houston Texans, but the rest of their draft was just kind of mid. I really do think the Browns had a good draft. you know, some people weren't giving them that much credit, you know, grading us at like an A minus or a B plus. I don't know. I felt a lot better about the draft than some people did. But aside from the Browns, you know, that's just my bias. Some other teams, you know, the Lions, they snuck away with some bad picks in the first round, but then they had a better couple of days afterwards. I really did like Hooker going to the Lions. That was a good pickup.
Yeah, I did too.
I thought it was interesting that Max Duggins ended up going to the Chargers. His playing style might be a little bit like Herbert's, so it's kind of fitting, but he's not going to see the field for a while. Truth be told, Stetson Bennett going in the fourth round, which was higher than anybody expected, and to the Rams to play behind a former Georgia Bulldog, Matthew Stafford, was almost like the perfect pick.
Well, I was going to say, I was pretty surprised that the Rams, you know, took a swing on him in the fourth round. I think they really could have waited. I really thought he was actually going to go undrafted.
Yeah. Which would have been crazy.
You know, the Rams are at a point where, like, they're one Stafford injury away from, you know,
being
back to at the top of the draft where the Lions were supposed to pick at number six.
Yeah.
But I guess, I mean, you know, Stafford can't play. I mean, why not let Stetson Bennett? I mean, he's a two-time national champion. Why not give a shot on him? Fourth round pick. You know, expectations aren't going to be high if that's the case. So take a shot. I actually liked the pick when I saw it.
I think the Seahawks did great.
Seahawks did phenomenal. You know, they got Witherspoon and JSN. I mean, I know you weren't really too fond of the JSN pick.
Well, it's just because I wanted him close to, you know, I wanted him at Tampa, the pick right after, or pick before. Pick after? Pick before.
Pick before.
Yeah. Pick before. But I like that he's going to be catching from Geno Smith rather than catching from Baker Mayfield. So,
yeah,
I can't complain there. Just, I mean, it's going to be sweet. He'll probably play slot. He's going to be that third option, which is okay for your rookie year, but he's still going to get a lot of looks. Having DK and Lockett both are tough.
Well, the thing is, he's going to be wide open.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's going to be just like when he was at Ohio State playing with Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave. I mean,
yeah, and if he's not wide open, it's because they saw how Chris Olave and Garrett Wilson played this past year as a rookie, and they're going to be focused on him. And then, oh wait, DK's wide open downfield. Like it's gonna be interesting for the Seahawks, especially with Kenneth Walker coming back. I mean, they got a young team, you know, around Geno Smith. They made out in that Russell Wilson trade. I think the Giants had a great draft.
Giants had a solid draft, yeah.
Getting the defensive piece they needed in Deontay Banks to just, I mean, their defense was good already, but to really lock it in. And then you go ahead and you get a lineman in the second round. And then Jalin Hyatt just fell into their hands. Did they trade up to get him?
They did trade up.
So they traded up, got him. Daniel Jones is going to have a dog on their team.
Yeah. Another winner that I'd like to talk about, it's not getting talked about enough. I actually really loved the Arizona Cardinals draft. The first round, at least. You know, they got Paris Johnson Jr. for their O-line. They traded back and then traded back up to get him. But when they traded back, they got Houston's first-round pick next year.
Yeah.
Not enough people are talking about the fact that Arizona could very well have a good chance of getting the number one and number two overall pick next season.
Yeah, assuming that CJ Stroud doesn't ball out. Who knows?
Who knows? I mean, that division's wide open. I mean, who knows if the Houston Texans are going to be very good next year? I mean,
who knows if the Indianapolis Colts are going to be very good next year? Who knows if Richardson's going to pan out?
Exactly.
Mr. Fourth Overall Alien, who knows? I don't have high trust in him yet. You know, we have to see him on the field. I almost like Houston's chances better than theirs, but it's going to be Trevor Lawrence's division to lose.
Yeah, the thing about Richardson is if he went anywhere else, I would have a little bit more worry. I like that he went to Indianapolis because he kind of fits the Shane Steichen, you know, mold.
Yeah, it's safe.
I mean, he's kind of a mixture of every quarterback that Steichen's ever worked with. He worked with Phillip Rivers, Justin Herbert, Jalen Hurts. I mean, it's kind of a mixture of all of them.
Yeah, for sure.
And then a sneaky one that I'd like to mention in here, Cincinnati. I thought they got an absolute steal on Miles Murphy at the end of the first round.
Yeah.
I mean, kind of taking a swing on it. You know, not like your super flashy first round pick, but at pick 29, that's pretty solid.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think they drafted a running back as well.
Oh, they did?
I think they did. I can't think of his name, though. Shame on me. I know you said the Lions as a winner. I actually had them as a loser.
Well,
with their first round pick, I say this faintly because I agree with you. I think the rest of their draft was very good.
Mm-hmm.
I just was very confused that they decided to go running back that high when a lot of people had Gibbs going later. And who knows? Gibbs might have been taken higher than that, and they just really wanted Gibbs bad. And, yeah, you know, that's fine. You know, they got rid of Swift. They really just wanted rid of him. They did send him to Philadelphia, which I don't know. I mean, I guess that they don't have to worry too much about him other than he's in the NFC.
Yeah. The Bengals got Chase Brown from Illinois, running back, fifth round.
Yeah. I had Miami, of course, had to forfeit their first round pick. Not get anything for your first round pick and just it go to waste. Mm-hmm. That's rough.
Yeah, they only had four picks this entire draft.
Yeah. Yeah. I think especially with the Jets becoming better, you know, the Bills still being on top in that division, they just kind of didn't do anything to move forward with themselves in the draft. So hopefully Tua comes back healthy and strong and they can make a push. But wasn't really too happy about their overall draft. But only four picks. There's only so much you can do with it, especially when one of them is not even a first or a second.
I thought they did have a second. They did.
They had a second?
Second, third, sixth, seventh.
What did they trade in the Jalen Ramsey trade then?
Couldn't tell you.
A third? Do they have two thirds?
Must have.
I'm trying to remember what they traded in that.
Probably what they got for no, I don't know. So you brought up your favorite team aside from the Browns. My other favorite team, the Buccaneers, they ended up getting Cody Mauch from North Dakota State. Do you know who that is?
Yeah, I've seen the picture. He started off as a tight end and ended up as an offensive tackle.
He's a beast, and I think it was fitting for him. He's going to be Redbeard the Pirate playing with the Buccaneers. They're going to he's going to be a good player.
He's going to become the new Buccaneer mascot.
Yeah. And another notable pick was Yaya Diaby from Louisville. He's a defensive end, third rounder. Dog. There's a couple I did want to bring up before I forget. I'm just going through the list here. Let's see.
What, Buccaneers picks?
No, just picks in general.
Oh, while you're looking for one, yeah. Washington Commanders.
Yeah.
It's not so much that I hated the Forbes pick. I just thought Christian Gonzalez was a much better choice. Forbes is going to be a good player, but it's really, you know, banking a lot on now Forbes, who you probably could have gotten the second round, being better than Christian Gonzalez, who got stolen by the Patriots.
Yeah.
Absolutely stolen.
Well, they're laughing when they when he was still on the board.
What, Christian Gonzalez?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's absolutely crazy. I think he's going to be phenomenal. I also didn't like that they really didn't get much help for Sam Howell or Jacoby Brissett, whoever's going to be the starting quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to ask yourself as a Commanders fan, like, was saving this pick for Forbes really worth not attempting for Lamar even?
Yeah, I didn't understand that.
Yeah, I was very confused. So I personally think it was still worth going for Lamar.
Where is this guy? You know, Sewell or Sewell, Sewell? You know what I'm talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, Noah Sewell.
No, the, well, the guy from Oregon.
Yeah.
Where did he go?
He went to, oh, I know.
Was it Chicago?
I think so.
Yeah, Noah Sewell. So when I saw his name pop up in the draft, I was like, oh, that guy's good. Wasn't he supposed to be one of the better linebackers in his draft?
Yeah, he ended up falling off pretty bad.
Yeah, he fell to the fifth round. But I remembered, too, his brother was that lineman for the Lions who caught that pass and got the first down late in the game against the Bills, I believe it was, or the Vikings. I just remember them talking about but the name. I was like, I thought that guy was supposed to go higher in the draft. But let me see if there's anybody else here. I just couldn't believe how many picks the Rams got. Like, they had probably the most picks in this draft.
Yeah, for literally trading them all.
Mm-hmm. Baltimore, as always, gets some sneaky good players.
I think Zay Flowers is overrated, personally.
You think?
Yeah. I don't know if he's an NFL guy.
We'll see if it pans out. Oh, shout out Ohio State. Zach Harrison, defensive end. Ended up going to the Atlanta Falcons, which was a good pick for them. Their defense has not been good in the few years past. So, shout out them. Shout out Jose Ramirez. He got drafted. Did you see that?
I did see that.
Tampa. To the Buccaneers. Outside linebacker. But, yeah, going down the list for the Browns, Cedric Tillman, Siaki Ika, Duan Jones, Isaiah McGuire, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, which was an interesting pick. Cameron Mitchell was awesome to see because Greg Newsom played with him, right? And
yeah,
then Luke Weipler, or Weepler, Weipler from Ohio State. The Dorian Thompson-Robinson, it was
DTR,
reported that...
Man. I love DTR.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting to play with Deshaun and Josh Dobbs. I wonder if he gives Dobbs a run for second, like... second string.
Probably. I would say he will. I love DTR. He has a huge arm. Huge arm and just a freak athlete.
I think it was the right move. You're getting the future out of the fifth rounder. I mean, not to say
a little high in my opinion, but I had a feeling he was going to go to the Browns.
So did I. I didn't see us picking up any other quarterback in the draft.
No.
Well, with that being said, where do you think Caleb Williams falls for next year's draft? Do you think he goes one overall?
Absolutely. As long as he doesn't absolutely choke this season, probably. Just depends on who has that pick, too.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Who knows? It could be the Titans for all we know. They could stink up the joint.
Yeah, how bad would it be if it was like the Texans or the Panthers?
Well, it'd be good for them.
Well,
they could trade that first overall pick and gain more picks.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, you know, they got their guy, but then a whole year goes by and their guy wasn't the guy.
Yeah, and this next draft class should be better than this one, too.
Yeah. Oh, dude, when I tell you I'm so excited for Marvin Harrison Jr.
Oh, yeah, he's going to take the league by storm, I think.
He's going to go to the Colts.
I hope not.
Hey, if the Colts are bad enough.
That is true.
That'll be one pick that I will look forward to.
It would okay. This sounds crazy and makes me sound like a terrible Browns fan. For whatever reason, if we absolutely if like Deshaun, like Nick Chubb, Amari Cooper get hurt, tank for Marvin. We have our first round pick next year.
Oh, we do? It was just this year?
Yep.
What? It was only one. It was only one first rounder.
We got no. We gave them last year's too. They had our pick last year.
That's right. That's right.
But yeah, if I'm not mistaken, we have our own first round pick this year, this upcoming draft.
Good. Well, let's hope it's pick 32.
Yeah. But let's go ahead and break down these projected schedules. So the Browns put out this fun thing where they're having fans predict the schedule for a chance to win an autographed Myles Garrett jersey. So me and Dylan went ahead and entered it. Dylan, I'll let you start first with this one.
Are we going week by week or are we just doing the full thing?
We'll go week by week.
Oh, you want to?
Or do you want to just name them all?
I'd rather just name them all.
All right, let's do it.
It's because I'm curious how your brain works with this. So right off the bat, week one, I do at Denver. I think we start on the road. Week two, home against the Bears. Week three, at Seattle. Week four, home against Pittsburgh. Week five, at Los Angeles. Week six at Cincinnati. Week seven, home against the Jaguars. Week eight, home against the San Francisco 49ers. Week nine, at the Texans. Week 10, home against the Titans. Week 11, at the Steelers. Week 12, home against the Cardinals. Then we finally get a bye week on the 13th week. Week 14, home against the Jets. And by then, Aaron Rodgers will be injured. Week 15, at the Ravens. Week 16, home against the Bengals. Week 17, at Indianapolis. And week 18, home against the Ravens.
I was so surprised that I did not get one of yours.
At all?
Not at all.
Well,
I don't think so, unless I just completely missed it. I have the Browns starting on the road in Houston.
Which makes sense.
And then week two, I have them playing the Jets again at home, same as last year. Week three, same as last year, playing Pittsburgh at home. Week four, on the road in LA against the Rams. Week five, again on the road in Seattle against the Seahawks. Week six, home against the 49ers. Week seven, home against the Titans. Then we get a bye week, week eight. And then week nine, away against Cincinnati. Week 10, home against the Cardinals. Week 11, home against the Bears. Then we get week 12 at Indianapolis, which I believe we're planning on going to.
Yep.
Week 13, home against the Ravens. Week 14, home against the Bengals. Week 15, away against Denver. Week 16, away against Pittsburgh. Week 17, home against the Jaguars, and then week 18, away against the Ravens.
See, week 18 we had reversed.
Yes.
Hmm.
They're playing the Ravens at the end of the season. That's all I know.
It's always one of the three.
It's always a divisional game.
I wish they gave us the dates, because that would help me think a little bit better, because I always feel like around Halloween, like last year we played the Bengals on Halloween, and we played the Steelers in years past on Halloween, like the Halloween weekend. The first 3 weeks are always interesting because I feel like we always get an NFC team at home, and AFC matchup, it doesn't matter. So I kind of liked how you had the Jets at home again.
Yeah.
But I just don't see us having a Browns Jets game outside of prime time this year. I think it's
Well,
gonna
who knows if that's not prime time?
okay, so week two, it's prime time Thursday Night Football. Are there so until you know, we can't predict the schedule. Who knows what they're gonna do? But looking at our opponents, do you see any of these matchups being Sunday or Monday Night Football worthy outside of the typical Browns versus Steelers, Browns Ravens, Browns Bengals? Because you're guaranteed one of those to be prime time.
Unfortunately, and it's the game that I kind of hope isn't prime time, other than the fact that I think would win. Week seven, where I have the Browns facing the Titans at home, I think that could be a Amazon Thursday night football game. Because
Ouch.
they always got the shit matchups on Thursday for the most part.
All right. If we're gonna go shit matchups for Thursday night, I'll go Browns Broncos.
Okay, I like that one.
Even though it'll be Russell Wilson versus Deshaun, Browns Broncos,
You got two big names, yeah.
I still think it's shit.
Oh, yeah.
I think if we're to have any sort of Sunday night matchup, that's going to be your Browns Ravens. Monday night football, though, which could be interesting, that's where I see like the Jets. I think the Jets Browns could be Monday night football.
Yeah, I'm actually switch swap with you. I think, well, no. I think Sunday night football could be the Browns versus Bengals away. And I think Monday night football would be Browns versus Steelers at Cleveland.
Okay. So our primetime games last year was Thursday Night Football against Steelers at home, Monday Night Football against the Bengals at home. We also played.
I think those are the only primetime games.
No, we had a Saturday game too. Well,
Yeah, against the Saints.
no, that was one of two. We also didn't we also play the Ravens on a Saturday night?
Yes. Yes, we did.
I was gonna say, I
That
thought
was the one we won.
yeah, we played two Saturdays in a row. So that was it. Everything else was daytime.
I do not like the Saturday night games.
No, they're stupid.
No, it just doesn't feel right.
Even like,
And then I have to sit in my sorrows Sunday watching all the other teams play.
I don't know though, I kind of like when I have my whole Sunday to watch whatever. I usually just watch Red Zone, and then that's just like gold for fantasy to not have to worry about the Browns. Whenever we play on Thursday or Saturday, my Sundays are so nice because it's just stress-free football. But
No, see, I'm almost the opposite. I like watching those games before the Browns. It gets me hyped for the Browns game.
okay. Makes sense. Yeah, we got to beat the Jets this year. We play them week one of the preseason in the Hall of Fame game. That's not going to be a tell of how we're going to play this year.
No. I
Well,
just want to watch DTR.
we do have to get tickets for that, though, because I don't think I'll get them from my season tickets.
Oh, really? Because
I
it's
don't
not at
think.
First Energy?
Because it's not a First Energy
Well, no.
Brown Stadium.
Cleveland Browns Stadium.
So what I
I'm
think
sorry.
will happen is they're going to give season ticket holders first access. I think. I
Okay.
mean, unless it's a complete third party NFL, organized event where we don't even get first access, I'll still try to find us seats. Should be cheap.
It might not because it's at the Football Hall of Fame.
I've gotten
If I
tickets
remember correctly, they
before.
kind of wax.
I don't know. I've gotten tickets there before, and I don't remember it being horrible when it was
Oh,
the
really?
Cowboys Cardinals. shitty game.
Yeah.
I went to watch Zeke, and Zeke didn't play.
Oh, geez.
But the good news is we don't have a first rounder. So most of our rookies should play, and we'll at least see guys like the Bolton Wallace cornerback and Ronnie Hickman is going to ball out.
Yeah.
We'll get training camp tickets for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
But, yeah, I'm pumped, man. This season's going to be great.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. Well, do you want to talk about some NBA now? Let's get off some football.
Yeah, I got to get to my dinner, so let's talk.
All right. So, first round, Cavs didn't do too hot. Lost in five to the Knicks. Don't really want to talk too much on that, other than Jarrett Allen might be traded. Now I'm thinking about it. Did we talk about the first round already? We did?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay, only series we didn't talk about is the Warriors and Kings that just finished up yesterday. Kings have a bright future. That's all I can take from that. You know, De'Aaron Fox got hurt. That hurt them a lot. Mm-hmm. And also you played Steph Curry that almost dropped, well, did drop 50 on your team. Not much you can do about that. Let's just go ahead and skip right into the second round.
It was in our title, Cavs struggle with Knicks.
Yeah, that is true. Let's go ahead and get into the semifinal. First matchup, Celtics versus Sixers. Embiid's out for tonight, already for game one. But the Celtics kind of, you know, they kind of struggled with the Hawks a little bit. What do you see this series going?
Realistically, Celtics will take game one tonight. If Embiid's healthy, I think it's going to be a six-game series, but Celtics in six.
I think Embiid missing tonight is huge. I also, though, have Celtics in six. I could easily see this being Celtics in five, but they won't sweep them.
No sweep.
No sweep. Let's see. Knicks versus Heat. Heat took game one in Madison Square Garden.
I don't think anybody's beating the Heat right now.
So you think the Heat are going to sweep?
So Randall's supposed to miss, what, one or two games?
One for sure. It'll probably be questionable game two.
They cleaned out the Bucks. I think they could sweep.
I think the Knicks get one game. Somehow, some way, they come out with one game, but still Heat in five. Could be a sweep, though. Could be a sweep. I think the Heat are a much better team, but I also thought the Cavs were a much better team.
Yeah.
But the Heat also match up way better to the Knicks than the Cavs did. Then we get Lakers versus Warriors. What's your outlook on that?
Warriors in five.
Oh, Warriors in five? I have Lakers in seven. I think this is going to be an absolute dog fight.
Well, this is the best series of the entire playoffs, if you ask me, because this is the King of Kings and then Mr. Stephen Curry, which he has four rings now. If he were to sneak out and get a ring this year again, he'd be tied with LeBron. When do we start talking about Steph Curry being up in the GOAT talk with him, Kobe, and Michael?
I don't know. He might even be there right now, honestly.
I think he's just been too dominant for this entire decade not to consider, but he's still enemy number one. LeBron James forever. I know other people will disagree, but including yourself. But I think the Warriors win this series.
All right. Yeah. I got Lakers in seven. Really could go either way. I just think the Lakers, I don't know. I feel like they just have more momentum than the Warriors do. The Warriors are really playing off of one person.
Well, that, when you've got Jordan Poole and Wiggins combined like 9 for 34 or something, not good.
Exactly.
And that was just game seven. I mean, that's just game seven. But when you've got, you know, a whole band of starters I mean, Looney's killing it on the boards. He's like averaging like 18 rebounds this past series.
He's not going to get that over Anthony Davis.
No, who is, knock on wood, healthy right now.
Yeah.
That's most important, is who's healthiest. And a healthy LeBron and AD are probably better than that Warriors team.
Yeah.
But
at this point in time, at least.
It's going to get scrappy. I think Draymond gets ejected one game at least.
Probably. Let's see. We got Nuggets versus Suns. Nuggets took game one by surprise. They actually blew out the Suns.
It's going to be Nuggets in four.
Whoa. Nuggets in four. I don't know about that.
Nuggets in four.
I got Suns in six. I don't think they get swept. I think the Nuggets are going to play this tough, but I think they're going to get one bad loss, and it's going to just go straight down the Rocky Mountains for them.
We'll see.
Yeah, I'm surprised you said Nuggets sweep. That's crazy. I respect it, though. But that's pretty much it for this episode. Dylan, did you have anything else to say?
You know, as always, here at Hold My Bev, where we hold bevs and hold bets and talk about other things, we like to gamble responsibly. So make sure you gamble responsibly. And if you or a loved one might be in trouble, call 1-800-GAMBLER. We love you guys.
Peace. Make sure to follow us on all our social media, Twitter, Instagram, at Hold My Bev. And then make sure if you're watching this on YouTube, you hit that subscribe button. Turn on notifications for future updates. Love you guys.